Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
We need approximately 15 acres for our stormwater needs. As y'all know, y'all have prioritized us to continue to do the widening of Berry Hill Road. There are not many, as you can see on the property appraisal website, there are not many properties that possess that 10 acres without affecting a house along that area, and we need it toward the bridge for obvious reasons. That allows us to capture the most water and the topography of that. So
Brad Baker, the county administrator, is explaining to the county commission in the most recent Santa Rosa County committee meeting, that they want to buy this property. And the property is going to be 15 acres. It's going to allow them to do a lot of the stormwater work for the widening of Berry Hill Road. There are not very many properties that are suitable for all of this. The problem is that they're paying more than they thought they were going to pay. The $2.2 million was the list price. The value of 2.9 was the appraiser, and 2.7 is what they're going to pay, $500,000 above the list price. And when you see the government going out to buy a property for $500,000 over list price, and it's owned by the widow of a former county commissioner in Santa Rosa County, then people's, oh my God, alerts go off, right? Which is, you know, first blush, you can kind of see why they would, but then there's an explanation, as if you ask questions, always be willing to hear the explanation. Kerry Smith.
So one of the things I wanted understood is we're not trying to find a way to spend an extra $500,000 for property. That is us being in competition with developers that were trying to buy it. And of course, on that real estate side, they're not obligated. They're actually forbidden for telling what that other offer is. So we have to put in our offer and hope that it's a competitive offer.
Yeah, we are competing against other people, including developers. And if the developers get a hold of it, you won't like what you see there. It's more land than they need. And part of the plan is that they can buy it, put the retention pond or the stormwater mitigation stuff in there. And maybe they can sell off the surplus and maybe to some kind of development, at least a kind that they would like. That's sort of part of the goal. Colton Wright.
And without an overlay district or a CRA, you basically have no way to control or guide whether a coffee shop or a car wash or another storage facility comes in. As long as it's zoned appropriately, a property owner could put in whatever they want. So this would give us some oversight. I think it's a great idea.
Awesome idea.
So it's, you know, there's a reason for it. And, you know, there was kind of an email mishap that allowed the county to know what was going on here and why we were able to make the right kind of offer.
There are not many, as you can see on the property appraisal website, there are not many properties that possess that 10 acres without affecting a house along that area, and we need it toward the bridge for obvious reasons. That allows us to capture the most water and the topography of that. So we did reach out to the realtor that happens to be, as previously stated, a former commissioner's widow who was looking to sell. They had it on the market for different amounts. They recently reduced it to 2.2, but they did have multiple offers from developers, and we knew one developer because of a mishap on an email to the wrong name, and they replied back and said, oh, are y'all interested in that property? We are looking to acquire that to put residential dwellings in there. And I talked with the realtor. He expressed that they had multiple developers who had offers, including two with letters of intent, and they were working through some due diligence.
So there's other people that are interested in the property. We know from an email, like we got included on an email we shouldn't have got included on, that, you know, we know more than we should know, and that's why we're doing what we want to do. So Colton Wright is in favor of making this purchase. Kerry Smith is in favor of making this purchase. And Rhett Rowell, District 3.
You're constantly under the gun of having to make a quick decision. And I get the mathematics of it, but we're having to stay out in front of people that may not have the best of intentions when it comes to the future of Santa Rosa County.
So he's frustrated because they had just found out on Monday or Tuesday about the price hike, you know, being above the list price, $500,000 above the list price, but below the appraised price. And he feels like not enough time to make a good decision. And so he's kind of feeling reluctant about it. Kerry Smith.
From what I'm hearing from you, Commissioner, is this is another kick the can. So at that point, I'm not willing to kick the can on these things. I've been a key.
By the way, I think that if you are playing your drinking bingo for the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, kick the can definitely should be on the list. But if you put it on your drinking bingo card, you will not make it long in the meeting because that's going to be your many times.
I've been accused of not being a roads before development guy. This is one of the things that I'm working very hard on. And this is we're shovel ready on the Five Points expansion. That's a $26 million project. This one's a $32 million project for phase one. It's not shovel ready, but we will be going forward with it if this board does agree not to kick the can. I'm not going to be that guy that's going to be I can be associated with it, but I'm not going to be one of those that's going to say I'm willing to kick the can.
All right, so if you had kick the can on your drinking bingo card, you got four shots in that one sound clip. If you had shovel ready, you had two more. That's six. You're done already, but okay. And so they continue to talk about this. And what Kerry's saying is, look, we need to do this. Don't just push off the decision till later. Don't delay making what's a good decision. Staff has brought you good information. Make your decision.
This is something it's been there right there before us. I mean, I'm in this office 60 hours a week at the minimum. And this is something that's been addressed to us quite a lot.
You're kind of in interesting territory because it sounds like Kerry Smith is implying that Rawl's not doing his job. He's saying, I'm in here 60, 70 hours a week. This is not news to me. The reason I'm willing to do this is because I'm informed. Maybe the reason you're reluctant to do this, that you're interested in kicking the can without drinking, comes from me, doesn't count. then maybe it's because you're not doing enough work to be aware of all this stuff and meeting with staff and getting information.
And for me to say that we don't have the information is, I don't agree with that at all. This is not rushed. This is something that's been talked about, and I know you have to be around a little bit to understand that. But
and you're kind of new to the job is another kind of, you know, these are sort of thinly veiled criticisms of Rhett Rowell is what he's saying.
That's where I'm at on it. I'm not willing to kick the can on this. I will be willing to make a motion right now, and I know it would need a second because I'm obviously seeing that we'd have an objection to it. But
yes, sir. Well, I apologize for not. I'm not going to go there. But it's
not going to go there.
Here's the facts. I found out Tuesday that it's $500,000 over. I don't know when y'all found out about it. I found out Tuesday. It's not in any backup. It's not in any type of document. And if I'm missing that, I'm sorry. It's not written down. I found out Tuesday.
So he's saying, I just found out about this Tuesday. It's not backup documented that I can look at. And that's going to get taken by other commissioners as kind of a critique of staff, that they're not providing the information that they need. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Now, remember, what did I tell you on Friday? I told you to remember something. We were talking about Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, and they're talking about septic to sewer conversions and not taking action on that. What was Rhett Rowell's objection at that point? I want more of these questions answered. I want more information. I'm not ready to do this ordinance, even though it's costing us grant money. He wanted time, and I said, remember that because that's going to come back on Monday, right? Here you go. Rawl is saying, and listen, I'm friends with all these guys. I like all of these guys. I like Kerry. I like Colton. I like Rhett. You know, I don't know Ray and Bobby as well, but, you know, they all seem like at least honest people, okay, sincere people, but there's about to be a pretty big disagreement between them. going to get kind of ugly here for a second.
So we're talking about kicking the can. I'm not kicking the can. Are we ready? Are we shovel ready?
Drink three times.
Are we shovel ready on any of these projects? Because my definition of shovel ready is not where we are.
We're at 11 total so far.
Forgive me if you know, I'm not meeting your standard with whatever that standard may be. With that being said, when I find out on a Tuesday that we're $500,000 over asking, and again, it may make all the sense in the world, but I need a little bit more time if you're asking me to make $500,000, a $2.7 million decision.
See, I'll be honest, I don't really get why it takes more time. If you know that the property is listed at 2.2, it's appraised at 2.9, there are other people interested, you're not sure what they're bidding, and the county says, I think we can get it for 2.7, you know, the math is the math. It's not going to change. So I'm not sure, honestly, why Rhett needs more time with this. And again, I want to be clear about that. I really like Rhett Rowell a lot. I don't know what's taking him, why he's dithering on this. But that's going to become the criticism is, you know, why do you need more time? Why didn't you ask your questions on Tuesday or Wednesday? Why is this a delay? Why can't you pull the trigger? What's the issue? Colton Wright.
Look, I'm a little torn on this. I would love to do the right thing for Santa Rosa County. Love to not kick that can. Love to do the right thing for the future. But you know what? Citizens of Gulf Breeze could care less about Berry Hill Road. Citizens of Navarre don't care. They don't even come up here. Right? This should be a really simple item on the agenda. Very simple.
And he's not saying he doesn't care because every commissioner represents every part of the county. What he's saying is, you know, the people in the South End, where he and Ray Eddington are primarily tasked with representing them, the widening of Berry Hill doesn't affect their lives one way or the other. So if the folks who are in the Northern End districts are not going to be motivated by it, you know, why does he care? And then there's this. What did I tell you on Friday? I told you that there was a big drama moment coming in this meeting, right?
Right.
We're going to get to start it. We're not going to quite get to finish it in this segment, but you know, here's a little taste.
The explanation is there. And what I want to know is there an accusation that staff is withholding information from a commissioner?
Uh-oh. Because he's saying the information isn't in the backup. Is staff not telling you what you need to know? Do you feel like you're not being informed? Because it sounds like that's what you're implying.
Okay. I just want to make sure that's not the accusation.
And he says no.
I can tell you that no information has been withheld from me. I was fully aware of what was going on because I have constant communication with staff. It appears that's the same.
Because I have constant communication with staff. This is all shade, right? That's I know what's going on because I'm constantly talking to staff. If you don't know what's going on.
It appears that's the same with everybody, at least three other men up here. And this is, I just got to call it out for what it is, Commissioner Rowell. Time and time and time again, there's an agenda item that there is the request for, I need more time, I need more time, I need more time. And I don't know if maybe we start holding committee meetings at the beginning of the month for the last meeting of the month. So that's when we're going to, is 30 days enough? Is 45 days enough? Or is a handful of days and do your due diligence?
So we're going to have to pause and come back to this next hour. But
Andrew, every single time.
Well, I want you to hear it in their own words.
Well, yeah.
And we'll come back to this at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, 6:22 on News Radio 92.3. But you can see there's some pretty vivid disagreement. Not just over the issue, but over whether people are doing their jobs or not. And we'll come back to this. I'm Andrew McKay.
The History of the Blues is presented by Dale's Marine Construction.
Although the Blue Angels are the oldest continuously organized flight demonstration team in the world, they were not the first. Before we explore the history of the Blue Angels, let's take a look at those who preceded them. Flight began with the Wright brothers' first flight in 1903. The birth of naval aviation was 8 years later, in 1911. Recognized as the grandfathers of precision aerobatic flight, the Three Hawks were the Navy's first exhibition team. The Three Hawks were a three-plane team formed within VB-2B Squadron in 1928 at NAS North Island in San Diego, California. They were the original Felix the Cat Squadron, which served aboard the aircraft carrier USS Langley. Flying Boeing F-2B-2s, the Three Hawks' first public exhibition was at Mines Field, what is now Los Angeles International Airport, during the National Air Races September 8th through 16th, 1928. They flew formations which were, for the time, considered exceptional. Some maneuvers even involved flying while tied together with ropes. The Three Hawks represented the Navy at air shows until late 1929, when all three pilots received orders to new assignments and the team disbanded. Another team from Squadron VF-1B aboard the USS Saratoga, called the High Hatters, flew during the late 20s and early 30s. The team consisted of nine aircraft and pilots that were rotated among different sections within the squadron. Even Charles A. Lindbergh flew with the High Hatters during the Cleveland Air Races in 1929, 2 years after his solo flight across the Atlantic. The Three Flying Fish was an exhibition team formed at NAS Anacostia in Washington, D.C. in the spring of 1930. 1 year later, the men were transferred and the planes returned to use in the regular fleet. Meanwhile, on board NAS Pensacola, a group of instructor pilots within Training Squadron 5 formed a team called Three Galantzels, a name taken from the high sails on square-rigged ships. The group flew together from 1930 through 1932. No other naval flight demonstration team would fly until the end of World War II, and that team was the Blue Angels. I'll be back with more after this.
Dale's Marine Construction has been building high-quality waterfront structures in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties for 35 years, making Dale's Marine the leading marine contractor for seawall projects, riprap, docks, boathouses, and boatlifts. From planning and permitting through construction, the experienced foremen at Dale's Marine Construction are true craftsmen who do the job right. Get your dream waterfront installation started today and live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction, proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
How and why the Blue Angels were formed will be covered next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air.
Sit, Stay, and Listen, Wednesday at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Thunderbirds are go.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah. Your hands are tight, but you're losing grip quickly. Fix me, can you read the signs?
Good morning, 627 here on News Radio 92.3. You recognize that sound? You probably don't know this song, but do you know the band?
It
doesn't matter what you find. It ain't pretty.
In excess. But it's a little bit of a deep cut. But, you know, I like it.
Very
so there you go.
Deep.
I know, but I like it. I play good music. I don't care where it comes from. John Pickens has got Traffic on the Fives.
That's
song number 8 on the B-side of the second vinyl.
Of the third.
Care. Yeah, right. Yeah. Whatever. Okay. It's fine. It's good. It's good.
All right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Highway 29, both north and southbound as you approach 9 Mile Road. Seeing just some minor delays in that area. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
Thanks, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The federal government shutdown dragging on into yet another week, now the third longest in U.S. history. Democrat lawmakers remain dug in on efforts to extend health care subsidies. Republicans are demanding the government reopen before they make any negotiations on that. The Senate meets again this afternoon. It'll be their 11th attempt to end the shutdown. Many popular websites are experiencing technical issues today and may not be fully functional, apparently. The issue began overnight with Amazon Web Services, the cloud computing company that provides the online infrastructure for a number of sites and services. Down Detector reports that there's some issues with Snapchat, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Alexa, Venmo, and even Roblox for the gamers out there. And the California Highway Patrol says an artillery shell prematurely detonated during a live fire demonstration at Camp Pendleton over the weekend. Apparently that sent fragments onto a CHP vehicle and a motorcycle that was assigned to Vice President J.D. Vance's protective detail. Happened during an event marking the 250th anniversary of the Marine Corps.
Oops.
Is there anything more Marine Corps than a good live fire demonstration?
That's right. David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, my goodness. Hey, one of our new advertisers on the program is New South Windows. I had a chance to go over to their showroom the other day and learn about windows, which I really did not know an awful lot about them. But, I mean, all the technology. It's actually kind of amazing. They've got these eVantage windows that are really, it's two different layers of glass, and in the middle is the argon. Now, that's in and of itself is not all that phenomenal. But the first layer of glass, the one that's facing out, the back of that has this sputtered titanium oxide on it, like sunscreen basically, that deflects the sun rays coming in. Then you go through the argon glass, and then you've got kind of this laminate, two pieces of glass with this substance in between them, this polyvinyl butyrol, that keeps its impact rated so it won't break. Looks like what's in your dash, your window, you know, your windshield. But also, it'll help keep the heat out. Like, there's almost no heat that goes through from the outside, which means that they're very energy efficient, save you lots of money and your energy. Anyway, find out more about New South Windows in the Books A Million Hobby Lobby Shopping Center on Davis Highway.
Jalousi, the Israeli Defense Forces say that they're reinforcing the Gaza ceasefire after hitting dozens of Hamas targets Sunday.
Israel says the strikes were in retaliation after Hamas fired as many as 20 missiles towards Israeli Defense Forces in three incidents. The attacks were the most serious escalation since the ceasefire that the U.S. brokered took effect.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Now U.S. officials are headed to the region to work on phase two of the deal involving establishing an international stabilizing force in Gaza and disarming Hamas. President Trump says he's going to tariff Colombia after the country's president accused his administration of murdering a fisherman in an attack on a boat alleged to have been carrying drugs.
They make drugs. They refine drugs. They make cocaine. They have cocaine factories. They have no fight against drugs. And I'm stopping all payments to Colombia.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 61 degrees here and clear skies in Pensacola. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office has reportedly settled with the family of Alexander Cash, a boy with ADHD and mild autism that was detained by a sheriff's deputy last year. Officials said the deputy thought that Xander was ignoring him, but the boy was wearing headphones and a hoodie and claimed he couldn't hear him. That incident went viral on social media last year. The family attorney said that the sheriff's office had sought to settle the issue after footage had been released. 34-year-old Pensacola man has been charged with sexually abusing a girl while her mother was working. Jeremy Johnson, he was arrested on charges including sexual assault of a victim under 12 and molestation of a victim under 12. The incidents reportedly happened from October of 2023 until October of 2024. Johnson was watching the child while the mother was at work when the incidents allegedly happened. Police in Spanish Fort are investigating after a body was found in a vehicle on Sunday. That incident is currently believed to be a murder-suicide. Well, protesters hit the streets all across the nation over the weekend in response to policies put in place by the president. The No Kings protests, and they happened in Pensacola, too. Protesters rallied at 9th and Airport near Cordova Mall. A second group of protesters was reported near Graffiti Bridge. Some of their big issues included ICE raids, the dismantling of the Department of Education, and, of course, the ongoing government shutdown. Well, 12 nonprofits were awarded grants of over $100,000 each by women's philanthropic organization Impact 100 yesterday. Those awards were announced during a meeting at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach.
Each and every single one of us in the room today made a $1,000 commitment, not just of our money, but of our belief. Belief in the power of women coming together to make a lasting change. Every dollar that we give, every conversation that we have, helps a nonprofit dream bigger and do more for this community that we so love.
That is Grant Chair Amanda Heinzman for Impact 100. Each member donates $1,000. The organization had over 1,200 members for 2025. That means 12 grant recipients each received $103,500. Some of the nonprofits that received grants included Gulf Coast Kids House, Methodist Homes of Alabama and Northwest Florida, the Wildlife Sanctuary of Northwest Florida, and Escambia County School Readiness Coalition. The L.A. discovery in Palm Beach County could have posed a threat to President Trump. Fox News Digital reporting yesterday that the Secret Service found an elevated hunting stand near the Palm Beach International Airport last week. That stand apparently had a direct line of sight to where the president typically exits Air Force One at that airport. The FBI is now investigating. And Florida Highway Patrol looking for help identifying a woman that was hit by a car on Mobile Highway over the weekend. That happened near the intersection with Fairfield Avenue. Officials say the victim was hit while crossing the road. She was taken to Sacred Heart Hospital in critical condition. The 22-year-old driver also sustained minor injuries in that accident. The victim was a white female in her 50s or 60s with blonde hair, was wearing a black and yellow dress with white Crocs. If you have any information on that woman's identity, contact the Florida Highway Patrol. 635 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox them out. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are still flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And right now, we've got 60 degrees across the area with clear skies. Our next news at 7 o'clock and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are moderately lower after a weekend of violence between Israel and Hamas. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $56.99 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $60.77 per barrel. Treasury yields inched higher this morning as investors weighed the state of the U.S. economy and the government shutdown entered its fourth week. The 10-year Treasury yield was less than a basis point higher to 4.014%. The 2-year Treasury note was little changed at 3.47%. The website Down Detector said that user reports have indicated problems at sites including Amazon, Snapchat, Disney+, Reddit, and Canva. Social media users have also cited disruptions across cloud-based games including Roblox and Fortnite. Futures are slightly higher, and this comes ahead of a big earnings week that is just ahead. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 238, the NASDAQ up 117, the S&P 500 up 34. Once again, futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Starts in the postseason a year ago, his last one against the Dodgers in game four of the LCS, and there goes Ohtani. Shohei lighting up the highlights already. It's a leadoff home run after he struck out three in the top of the first, and the Dodgers lead it 1-0.
Bro. I mean, good Lord. So Friday night, Game 4, Brewers-Dodgers in L.A., and Shohei Ohtani strikes out three in the top of the first inning. Ho-hum. No big deal. Then he turns around and gets up to bat, and he parks it 446 feet to right. Ho-hum. 1-0 Dodgers. Then, golly, Dodgers tack on two more, so it's 3-0. Bottom of the fourth, Shohei Ohtani is up again. Out of the stadium, 469 feet. And this ball was 6 inches inside. I mean, it's kind of a golf swing a little bit. Lefties are famous for that, but my goodness. So now the score is 4-0, and he's still pitching. So he's got two hits. He's 2-for-2, and he's hit now two solo home runs. The score is 4-0. And then he's pitching, so top of the sixth inning, he's thrown 9 strikeouts so far, and
1-2 on Terray, and a swing and a miss. It's another strikeout, number 9 for Ohtani.
Number 10.
He has struck out 4 consecutive Brewers.
4 in a row.
A short change of a strikeout, by the way. That's number 10 for Ohtani.
Yes, it was.
I beg your pardon.
So he pitches 6 innings of 10 strike, most strikeouts he's ever had as a Dodger. I think he threw 10 as an Angel maybe one time before that. But most he's ever thrown as a Dodger pitcher. He does go into the seventh inning, and I think he gave up 2 hits before they lifted him. So ho-hum, 6 innings of shutout baseball. And then in the bottom of the seventh, after he just got lifted in the top of the seventh, once again, Shohei Ohtani is up to bat. And I think by this point he had also picked up a walk. Okay, which does not count as an official at-bat if you're a baseball person. So he's got 2 home runs and a walk, so he's 2-for-2 with a walk. That's how the stat works, okay? And so he's up to bat again, bottom of the seventh, ho-hum, no big deal.
1-2 the count. Ohtani, did he? Ohtani! Ohtani has done it again! His third home run!
Listen, if you're not a baseball fan, I understand. It's fine. It's okay. But this is an epic performance. This is, you've never seen this before. This is, you know, first time in the history of baseball kind of thing. First of all, three home runs in a game, in a postseason, I think has only happened. Oh, you know, I don't want to make up with the number. It's incredibly rare. But for the pitcher to have three home runs in a postseason game, it's an insane thing. And, you know, no other at-bats because the walk doesn't count. I mean, who knows what would have happened, right? It could have been a strikeout. Could have been a, you know, hit into a ground out. Could have been a home run. You don't know. There's a thing called slugging percentage. And, you know, regular at-bat percentage, you know, hit percentage is you divide the number of hits into the number of at-bats and you get a number. And typically one out of three, if you're doing better than 300, you're doing very well. Three out of 10 is very, very good. A few years ago, maybe 20 years ago, or I don't know, they invented this thing called slugging, which is designed to give your batting average weight based on how many base, like doubles and triples and home runs you get. So even if you only, you know, maybe you strike out a lot and your batting average is only 250, but if, you know, many of your hits are home runs, well, that should count for something because you're a more scary hitter when you're at the plate. You're going to accomplish more. So basically, you get counted for every base that you accomplish. So a double is worth two, a triple is worth three, a home run is worth four. Well, he hit four home runs, or three home runs. And if you divide that by three at-bats, that means it's a 4.0 slugging. A great slugging percentage is like 0.7 or 0.8. It's amazing. He's a four. It's mathematically perfect. It's mathematically the highest number you can get. I was actually kind of annoyed, John, over the weekend. I saw some sites reporting it as 1.33. I'm like, it wasn't. It was a four. It's,
you know, it might be that Common Core math.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're teaching them.
It's a mistake. So here's a guy, and he had the criticism of him had been he hasn't been hitting his power. He was running like a 220 average, and so, you know, he wasn't. And so he took batting practice for the first time at Dodger Stadium before this game. Now, look, let me say this as vividly. I hate the Dodgers. Like, I'm a St. Louis Cardinals fan. I hate the Dodgers deeply, more than I hate the Cubs. Like, you know, the Cubs are
really?
Friendly, right? Yeah. Dodgers okay. Are, man. And especially, though he was a great pitcher, Clayton Kershaw, and I was glad to see us beat him several times in the postseason and humiliate him in the postseason. That was satisfying. But this, you can't even argue with this. This is the stuff of it's never going to happen again. Three home runs in a postseason game. You pitch six innings to shut out baseball. It's amazing. 437-1620, 437-1620. Turning now to local sports, of course. Actually, John, why don't you give them traffic on the fives? Go ahead.
That's right. No accidents to report to you, nor delays. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98 all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. UWF was playing at West Alabama over the weekend. Big game rival. They're number, you know, nine ranked or eight ranked in the coaches poll. We're number three. So this is a big test game. You never know how it's going to go with them. We fail on our first drive to get in, turn it over on downs in the, you know, in the red zone. But we come back.
First and 10 from the 31. Stokes pulls it out of the belly of the running back, fires. He's looking at the end zone. He's got Swinton. Swinton's got it. Touchdown, Argos. Marcus Stokes was dialed in on number five. He had the time. He made the throw. Argos get the touchdown.
31 yards from Marcus Stokes, Javon Swinton. Well done. That's 6-0. Our kicker misses the point after. We pick up an interception. We pick up another touchdown.
Gone four straight plays with first downs on every play.
In the third quarter.
TJ through the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown, Argos. Had to wait on the delayed call, but the Argos do it from short range this time. They get it in there.
12-0 at the time. West Al gets a touchdown, makes it 12-7. We get a field goal, makes it 15-7. They get a touchdown, makes it 15-13. This is in the fourth quarter with 6 minutes to go. They go for two and fail. So they're down by two, but they get the ball back on a good defensive stop. And they get a 23-yard field goal, means they go ahead 16-15 with just 3 minutes to go in the game. We make a long play, Marcus Stokes to Quinn Seeger.
Receivers, four receivers out in formation, both sides of it. Stokes back to pass, gets hit, fires, but has a man. It's Quinn Seeger. Seeger gets away, can't keep his feet inside the 15. Quinn got off the first tackler and then looked like he might spin out, but he gets up and he's hobbled. He's got to go over to the sideline.
He's okay, at least we think he is, but that puts us in striking range for this, your bogeys play of the game from Saturday.
Don't leave it to a kick. Let's put this thing in the end zone. Ball at the 11. Stokes takes it, rolls to his right. He's looking. He fires. Has a man. Touchdown, Argos! They get it done. Marcus Stokes.
Tyree Holloway in the end zone.
Yeah, they get the two-point conversion. They go up by seven, and then we pick them off at the very end, so we take away the game, winning by seven, beating West Alabama, going to 7-0. That was your Bogeys Golf Suites and Sports Bar play of the game because they are a great sponsor of UWF Argos football and here on News Radio. On Monday morning, we always like to give you the best play of the game, and that was the one where the Argos improved to a 7-0 record. At Bogeys, you can go and play virtual sports like golf, football, baseball, hockey, zombie dodgeball, all kinds of things. You can bring your own clubs. You can play with their clubs. They have, I mean, phenomenal, top-of-the-line golf simulators, but it's not just golf. It's everything else. There's a full bar, full food menu, burgers, wings, pizza, salads, smoothies. You can watch live sports. You come celebrate after an Argos win if they play at home. I mean, it's a little bit of a commute from West Alabama. But if they're playing at home or you just want to go enjoy the game, play, practice, and party at Bogeys Golf Suites and Sports Bar located on University Parkway, just north of 9 Mile, adjacent to real close to the UWF campus, or online at bogeysgolfsuites.com.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach in October means the season is starting to wind down. Every Tuesday night at 7, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, you've been able to enjoy great live music on Pensacola Beach.
Kicking back when the sun goes down.
This week, Southern Breeze blows into Pensacola Beach with their original blend of rock and country, acoustic, and southern rock hits at Bands on the Beach at the Gulfside Pavilion. Remember, no pets and no glass.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Want this body?
Is this a trick question?
Good morning, 6:52 here on News Radio 92.3. Somebody says, you're more sportsy this morning than normal. Yeah, I know. We had a little bit at 5 o'clock, and then, of course, but I mean, the Ohtani thing, you have to report. Like, that's everybody should know that. 13th time it's ever happened in the postseason that anybody got three home runs, never by a pitcher, never got a leadoff by a pitcher before. I mean, you know, it's a crazy, ridiculous stat. And of course, the Argos, I mean, that's just good news. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. A lot of popular websites having technical issues today. The issue began overnight with Amazon Web Services, the cloud company that provides a lot of the online infrastructure for these sites. According to Down Detector, Snapchat, Amazon, Hulu, Alexa, Roblox, Venmo, and a lot of other websites all having issues today. Broadway facing a possible strike as the contract between musicians and Broadway producers is still appearing to be out of reach.
How will I go on?
I don't know. Things were looking a little bit brighter on Saturday. There was word of a tentative settlement, but that would still have to be ratified by union members. The New York Times, though, says there's still no agreement with the musicians.
The settlement comes out on Saturday. No. Okay. All right. Well, let's move on. Go on.
No, I liked it. It was good.
No,
it was really
keep
good.
Going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Look,
I
won't
bet your
really...
bottom signature that the settlement will come out.
Look at you.
You got me invested. I like it.
I know.
Look, I'd pay for that one-man show. I'm telling you.
When I'm stuck with a day that's gray. And oh, all right, go on. I'm
the horror film Black Phone 2 won the weekend box office.
Why's it got to be a black phone?
They had 20. Well, it just was. It didn't have to be. Could have been a blue phone, a gray phone, maybe a red phone. Who knows? It earned $26.5 million across North America. In second place was... last weekend's winner, Tron: Ares, which made another $11 million.
And is well worth watching. But go watch the original Tron first. David, thanks so much for the update. You know, it's funny. My wife says, I don't think I've ever seen the original Tron, and I didn't feel like I was missing anything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, we had a... I don't know if I should share this.
Yeah, you might as well. You started it.
It's too late now. So... John, how familiar are you with the band Erasure? This has nothing to do with anything. This just made me laugh about it because of my wife.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, you're ever so little. Okay, think like Depeche Mode, Cure, you know, New Wave.
Okay.
When punk evolved out of punk and acquired synthesizers and, you know, guitars and, you know, all of that kind
guitars.
Of stuff. Don't make me say these things twice.
Okay.
sorry. I'm trying to find the actual. I want to play you the clip because it'll be even funnier. I'm listening to an Erasure album yesterday, and a lot of times I listen on headphones. But I was cooking at the same time, so I didn't have my headphones on. And this is what it sounds like. This is the part. I don't remember the part we're listening to, but. It's not my favorite album by them at all. It's their 1995 self-titled album. My wife walks by the kitchen. She's like, how long have you been on hold?
Oh. How long have you been on hold? That's awesome.
And I just had to clap. Well done. Yeah. Can't disagree with that at all. Yes. Classic rock girl 1, new wave boy 0. Mm-hmm. See, that's my marriage. That's the kind of thing that goes on in our house. Like, sarcasm is our love language. If you're not making fun of each other, you know, there's something in our marriage. It doesn't mean everybody. I just know in our marriage that's how it works. So how long have you been on hold? Nothing I can say to that. Sometimes you just got to take it. That's just accurate. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Let's see here. We've got a couple of accidents right now on Chemungla Highway and Highway 90. That's off to the side of the road. But just seeing some minor delays in that area. Also, Avalon Boulevard going southbound as you approach I-10. Got an accident there. But again, that one's off to the side of the road. I'm not seeing any delays on I-10 or I-110. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
How long have you been on hold? it's funny to me to this moment. Hey, if you're thinking about a home improvement project or, you know, you've got a repair or you just need a tool or, you know, honestly, if you build things for a living, but honestly, if you just want to go have fun, go to Pensacola Hardware as just like a date, like go and look around or by yourself and just go look around and you will be amazed at the stuff you find. Now, all the tools, all the safety gear, all of the like obscure, wild, amazing things that they have. And of course, all your basic things as well. But in the front of the store is the houseware section where they have, you know, grills and gumbo pots and, you know, all the Yeti merchandise you could ever imagine, cast iron skillets and just, I mean, like top of the line, best kind of stuff they've got. That's really what they specialize in is, you know, outstanding gifts. Now, it can be for yourself, but also if you're looking for something cool to buy for somebody who's hard to buy for, you know, we're starting to get towards the Christmas season and maybe you want to think about that as well. So if you're doing a home repair, you're doing a home improvement, or you need to buy a good gift for yourself or somebody else, Pensacola Hardware is your place. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. Honestly, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida. 6:58 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I thought this was kind of funny. Survey, study, whatever you want to call it, indicates that having clutter in your house, speaking of hoarding, came up earlier in the show, clutter in your house makes you less attractive. So you bring, you know, you got a couple of dates in or one date or whatever it is, and somebody comes over to your home. If they find your home cluttered, that means that you're, you know, not as enticing, and they may find that as a red flag and not want to be with you and because of it. And there's, you know, all kinds of interesting stuff in the story. So what I thought was interesting is the kind of advice is, this is a 1,000 people surveyed kind of thing, the advice is, you know, tidy up so that you don't lose a potential relationship because of this habit. And I'm like, don't pretend to be something you're not. one of the worst things you can ever do in a relationship is convince somebody to be with you. Because they will forever, after that, become less and less satisfied. If you have to convince somebody to be with you, especially by pretending to be something that you're not, you know you're a messy person. And if they can't enjoy that and experience that and like that, then they're not going to enjoy it later when they find out. They're going to be disappointed. So go ahead and just, you know, be you is my advice. John, you're over there like laughing and nodding.
Because it's, yes.
It's so true.
It is very true.
I mean, have you ever talked yourself into somebody being with you? Like convince them that you're way better than you are? Man, that is not a great recipe.
No, I just put all my cards on the table.
I mean, look, maybe it makes you less attractive, but better to find the ones that are actually interested in you and willing to take it.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP Golf.